With the coronavirus pandemic shuttering performing arts venues for months, Massachusetts cultural nonprofits and their employees have experienced an abrupt loss of revenue and sweeping furloughs and layoffs. Among the efforts to provide relief to the flagging industry, a new $30,000 fund has been established specifically for theater professionals living in Berkshire County. WAMC spoke with Massachusetts Cultural Council Executive Director Anita Walker about that and other ways state and private entities are working to support the arts.
We've been through recessions before where we can kind of see them coming and we tighten our belts and skinny up our organizations and there's kind of a downward glide path. But what happened in the COVID crisis is the door was simply slammed shut in March, and we were no longer able to sell tickets. We were no longer able to put on performances. Organizations in the Berkshires, particularly who count on the summer season was suddenly not in front of them anymore. And for the first time, literally in 100 years, we've had iconic institutions like Jacob's Pillow literally cancel their season. And that's happening all over the Berkshires. So the devastation financially has been severe. We have documented more than $250 million in real financial losses across the state. And that's just as of a month ago. We haven't updated our figures since then, but we know they continue to trend downward. And not just organizations, but individual artists have also been very, very severely affected. They've lost more than $16 million in income because they came out of the winter season, which tends to be a lean season, looking forward to replenishing their coffers with performances and gigs and activities in the spring and summertime, and that is not available to them as well.
Two Berkshire County state representatives have put forward legislation to create a fund that would support cultural nonprofits during the pandemic. At this point, do you have a sense of exactly how much that sector is going to be hurting from the pandemic and its related shutdown?
Well, we are greatly appreciative of Rep. Pignatelli and Rep. Barrett's interest in commitment and passion for helping this critical sector of the economy in the Berkshires. I mean, it's not just the cultural sector doesn't operate in isolation. It is part of an economic ecology. And so when the cultural sector does well, then small businesses do well, and shops do well, and cafes and restaurants do well, and hotels do well. And when our organizations are closed and not able to attract people to the communities, a lot of other businesses suffer. And of course, that's what's happening here in the COVID virus. Rep. Pignatelli and Barrett put forth a proposal for $75 million out of the legislature. It's just a starting point, a conversation point, to see if we can get some financial resources to help backfill all the losses of our organizations. I know the legislature is already contemplating what looks to be a fairly dire revenue year for the Commonwealth, and where they're going to be looking at stimulus funds to support all the economic impact that we felt. And of course, we're also interested in seeing what's going to be coming forth out of the federal government. All of the states need some financial assistance from the federal government to support all of the services and amenities that we have across the country. So at this point, I do not know what will be forthcoming here in Massachusetts. Fortunately, we did get some money from the CARES Act that we were able to distribute to, I think, around 75 organizations, including many in the Berkshires. Particularly, these are organizations that help our vulnerable teens through the Creative Youth Development Programs. We put out another program called Safe Harbors, not only to help our individual organizations apply for direct funding from the federal government through the CARES Act, but also to provide technical assistance to help them assess their financial situation and navigate these very, very choppy waters. And we were also able to put out funding to support individual artists. I think something north of 270 individual artists received funding from the Mass Cultural Council to help them duct tape their way through this financial morass.
We're speaking because there's another funding opportunity for folks in the theater world in Berkshire County, this new grant program in coordination with the GKV Foundation. Who is the GKV Foundation and what is this new fund?
Well, this is just a very small but nevertheless incredibly powerful and important opportunity for us to once again try to help out individual working artists in Berkshire County. As I mentioned earlier, the Mass Cultural Council put out a COVID relief fund for individual cultural workers because they had been hit so hard by the COVID virus in terms of paying the rent and putting food on the table. We were only able to provide enough funding for 272 individual cultural workers in Massachusetts. However, Elizabeth Aspenlighter, who works at Shakespeare and Company, contacted me a few weeks ago and said that there was a philanthropist in New York named Gary Nisley, who is a big supporter of Shakespeare and Company and who is also very concerned about the plight of individual working artists in Massachusetts and New York. And he offered to provide funding to support individual artists if Elizabeth could find a distribution point, and that turned out to be us, the Mass Cultural Council, since we had just wrapped up our individual artist COVID relief program. So we're now looking for applications to fund another 30 artists in Berkshire County who specifically work in theater. And of course, with the theaters closed and all the opportunities, not just for actors, but for set designers and costume makers and all the other people who earn their income, especially in the summertime in the Berkshires, this will be welcome relief.
Two Pittsfield-based theater companies, Barrington Stage and Berkshire Theater Group, have talked about putting on some kind of schedule later on this summer. At this point, what do you think the odds are of being able to meet the public health requirements to make that kind of reopening safe for audiences, performers, and staff alike?
Well, you raise a very good question, because the number one objective for anybody opening up, whether it's a cultural organization or a business or a cafe, is to make sure that, number one, their facility and their space is safe for their staff and their workers, and that it's safe for their customers and their audiences. As you know, Governor Baker on Monday put out his advisory panel's recommendations for the reopening of Massachusetts, and theaters are in phase three. So phase one, I think, starts on May 25th, and then that will last probably a minimum of about 3 weeks, and the government officials will see how things go and how the data speaks to them, and then gradually move to phase two and phase three. So theaters don't really appear in the governor's recommendations until phase three, but we don't know when that'll happen, and there could always be a step back for every two steps forward. So there's not a lot of visibility in the future. What I can tell you, though, is that we have talked to a lot of theater companies and other performing arts organizations, and they're being extremely creative in how they reach their audiences. Williamstown Theater Festival is putting one of its big musicals available to the public through Audible. So they have not given up altogether on producing anything. They're just delivering it in a different way. I know some of our organizations are thinking about whether they can make their productions outside, where people can find it easier to socially distance themselves from each other and be in the fresh air, where the danger of the COVID virus is diluted, and it's a little bit safer to be outside and distanced from people. So I think we're going to see some creativity moving forward through the summer, but I think what happens is going to really, really depend on an honest assessment of what the danger and prevalence of the COVID virus is here in Massachusetts, and our ability to gain the trust of the audiences so they feel safe coming back to the theater.